We'll get to your calls on that in just a moment, but Archie Thompson joins us, former Socceroo, Melbourne Victory star, to talk about the A-League this weekend. Hello, Archie. Oh, you there?
Me too, don't worry.
G'day, Archie. How are you, mate? Did you have sunny boys at school?
Oh, I did, mate. I loved them.
How good were they? Seriously, Archie, they were the best.
When they were icy too hard, I didn't rate them, but when they crunched up good, they were good.
That's right. They could over-ice them. You're right, Arch.
Yeah.
Now, let's just talk about the big talking point this week, and that is Johnny Van Skip and the legacy he leaves and what it means for Melbourne City. Archie, what did you think of the events of the week?
Well, look, I don't think timing's great, but I think what's important is family. And obviously his decision to leave City at an important time had to be a big decision. And but when it's family, I think it's important that you go over. And as for timing, probably not the best because City are probably in a little slump at the moment. Mm. But I still believe they've got the players and quality to at least give a good run into the finals.
Any insight? I mean, Michael Vakanis is stepping up as the interim coach and there have been a lot of names thrown around. Have you got any insight as to a name or two that we might see take the reins?
I heard there was a talk of Gumbau actually coming back because he's part of the City group and he'd be actually a great... he'd be great for that team. But I think Valkanis will do a good job because he was at Adelaide when they had that successful run last year. So whoever they're going to get is going to be quality. And like I said, they've got the players. So you just need that bit of leadership, and I'm sure Timmy will step up. Maybe even Timmy might coach him.
So you think they can recapture it, Archie?
Yeah, like I said, mate, they've got quality. They've got quality all over the park. They've invested a lot of money this year. You know... Timing obviously is not the best, but I'm sure they'll find someone to fill the position.
Have you sent a congratulations card to Bizat Berisha for getting the extra goal, Archie? He's taken your title. Have you sent the New Year's card or not?
Oh, look, mate, it's seen a lot of talk about it over the last couple of weeks. You know, I finished on top, so, mate, the record was always going to go. I'm glad it went to best because, like I said, I've been saying for a few weeks now, he's the ultimate professional. An out-and-out striker, and you know, I wouldn't have wanted to give it to anyone else except him because he deserves it. He scores goals. He's an out-and-out striker, like I said. And it was a matter of time before it left. I mean, there was an own goal last week that it looked like it went last week. There was obviously a bit of controversy with the penalty, and I even tweeted something that, you know, I might as well give my my goal record to the milkman. But, you know, like I said, it's quality, it's great. And you know, but then in saying that, they've got Shane Smeltz too that's back in the A-League, and he was only a couple off my record too. So it'll be a good little tussle between them two.
Records made to be broken, Arch.
Exactly, mate.
Let's talk about the Melbourne Victory in Adelaide. Just talk us through, I mean, it's been a great rivalry, this one, the Victory in Adelaide, and some of the clashes you've had in the past and some of the controversies. It always is a little fiery when these two teams meet.
Yeah, and when you go back to early on in the season when Victory actually got a win there, and that was our first win, and I didn't even realise that in a few years there. So that was important for it to almost kickstart Victory's season. But you're almost waiting for Adelaide to get going, and you know, they're only, when you look at the table, they're only probably 8 or 9 points. I know it's last year they made a run, like they lost or something in the first 8 games, and then they made a run and they won the league, but. They're almost waiting for it. We're almost waiting for it. But they were playing attractive football at the start of the season. And now it's got to the point where they're actually not even playing that type of football they did and not getting the results either. So if anything, for Adelaide, this would be the sort of game that you'd like to think would kickstart their season. But in saying that too, I think Victory have been sensational over the last couple of weeks. But in saying that again, they probably haven't played the sort of top 4 or 5 teams, 6 teams to know. So you don't know where they're really at. But they're winning. And they're starting to put performances together, which is exciting for Victory and exciting for myself because I get a longer gig as the ambassador role.
What's been the big difference, do you think, for Victory the last month or so, Arch?
Oh, look, I just think the cohesion's there now. They've got a steady, 11. The players that have come in have contributed. And I think it's just a whole squad. There was obviously talk about a lot of players going out, a lot of players coming in. Are they going to fit the system? And they're all starting to buy into it, and it's working because we've had injuries in Mitch and Rojas, but the players that have come in, Jai Ingham, even Benny Kafala, He's come in and done an amazing job. He's probably been the best player in the last couple of weeks too for them. So I think it's the whole squad, and it's a depth, and that's a depth that they show at Victory that's important, I think, when you're going to fight for any sort of championship, is that you've got players that can fill certain positions when a main player is out.
Big few days of the A-League, Melbourne City versus Western Sydney Wanderers tonight, of course, and then Saturday, the Victory against Adelaide over at Hindmarsh Stadium. Arch, the final one from me, Sydney FC. Is anyone going to... the Victory boys going to chase them down, or do you think there's a bit of a gap there?
Well, It's tough. They're playing some great football at the moment. I can't wait till that game comes around, actually, because that'll be a great test for Victory and to see where they're at. But at the moment, you can't see them really, anyone sort of touching them.
Archie, thanks for joining us, mate. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Cheers, lads.